about the incident involving your dog and a coyote the other day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where were you when this happened?
Basically, it was in our yard, but you could see the Port Credit area. So it's in Port Credit, Clarkson, is the whole area that's getting hit with them. And it's called Rattray Marsh, too, is another name of it. They call it the Rattray Marsh area. And I think it's mainly because they're here because of the marsh, right? So they've been basically shoved out of their wildlife, and then they're sort of trapped in these little islands and, you know, surrounded by people. And so the people are, you know, are putting garbage out and things like that, just what we do normally living. And we're mixing now with these coyotes. The ones on our street, it's a pack of three. They've been around for a couple of years. It's funny because on my Facebook feed, it actually came up yesterday as 2 years ago. Yesterday, I took a picture of two coyotes standing at the end of our driveway in the daylight watching our house. So, you know, this is nothing new. It's been happening for a while. It's just hard to know what to do, right? Like my little Lola, I have four dogs. Little Lola's the smallest. They always go for the smallest. And in the past, they used to come out at dusk and dawn only, like sharks. They're just like sharks.
Yeah.
And now, because it's been so gloomy lately in the day, they really are confused and don't know day from night, which has caused them to be out day and night. My dog got bitten at 12:15. We took her to Clarkson Village Animal Vet within 7 minutes. Like, we don't even know exactly why or how she got away. No idea. When we realized something was wrong, we started shouting for her. So we're like, Lola, Lola, Lola. And, you know, knowing where we live, we kind of always fear that the worst. So we have a dog door, and that's another thing that's really important. No dog, I don't think, could be wrong. Someone might call you and correct you, but I don't think, and I heard this from many people, there's never been an attack on a dog or an animal on a leash. Our dog wasn't on a leash. She just has free rein because we have a dog door in the back of our property.
So it was on your property when this happened? It was in your backyard?
Yeah, it was in our backyard. And she just went out for her nightly pee that she does every single night. So she went out for her pee, and then, you know, and then we had the two dogs. So two dogs came in. I saw that. And then I just figured she was in bed. So I went to go to her bed. She wasn't there. Then we immediately started calling for her. And, you know, couldn't hear anything. Something funny, because I called as loud as I could and then listened as hard as I could outside. And it's funny because the vet assistant said last night, yeah, you know what? You have to be more afraid of coyotes when they're silent than when you hear them. And I was like, oh, that's pretty profound. But yeah, they're sneaky little bastards. So it's a pack of three. And how they work is one, and they think they've been bred somehow in them. There's dog in there somewhere. They're about 60 pounds. And because they've been bred with a dog, probably German Shepherd or something, you know, throughout their chain, domestic pets aren't afraid of them. So whereas a coyote wolf, pets would probably be like, oh boy, I'm a little afraid of that animal. With these new breed of coyotes that are, you know, 20 pounds more than an average coyote. Coyotes are 40 pounds. These are 60 pounds. Coyote wolves are 60 to 70 pounds. All thin. So you can imagine they're very, 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 very tall. So one will lead your dog away from the house, and then the other two will attack it from two sides. And that's really exactly what happened to our little dog.
How is Lola? How is she?
She's great. Yeah, actually, I had my other dog. He had his teeth out yesterday, just routine we had it booked a long time ago, and he's so out of it, she's really not. But it's been a week and a day, like, it's been a week and a day, and I think she's the only dog that has survived a coyote attack. Like, yeah. I know of small, like, instances where it wasn't really attack, it was like a sighting or a scare. But I don't think a dog, I could be wrong, but the vet said that, yeah, they usually just put him down. Even our vet called me on the way to go see her, because I called our vet frantically and said the next day, I need you to go see her, because this other vet will just, you know, maybe, which they didn't, but they could just take all my money and then say, oh, she died. Whereas they could know. The worst thing is, after you see, you know, huge stitches in your dog and it's bleeding all over you, you know it's happening. The worst is yet to come, because for about up to 48 hours, they could have what's called crush injuries, which are really just from being crushed by the teeth.
Yeah.
So the bones inside the body just crush her. I can gladly send you the pictures of her injuries. She's covered with crush injuries. And the pictures that you'll see will be taken probably not half an hour after the attack, but probably about 20 minutes after. And she's totally bruised already. So there's so many punctures in her. And she had 13 huge puncture wounds. So 13 huge puncture wounds. They put in 5 stents to drain out any buildup of liquid, which is swelling and all that stuff, and yeah, basically she was out like forever. They just put her under, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but she's doing amazing. She looks like Frankenstein, and you know, she's been in a, like a little body cast ever since it happened, but she probably gets it off on Friday. I could basically tell you that I've had so many people say, we'll come with a bow and arrow so that the city, nobody even hears anything, and we'll just get rid of them. Well, you know, that's not the best idea either. And I think the best idea, I don't know logistically how it is, but I think they should trap them and move them outside of the city. First thing everyone says is, well, they'll come back. Yeah, well, maybe they'll come back. Why don't you take them really, really far? Maybe new ones will come back and take them again, too. Why don't we protect some people and move these coyotes out of here? It can't be that much money. I mean, I think that, you know, that's the most humane thing for them, because they are going to be killed being in the city, because people aren't going to take it. They've been menaced. Well, you saw the article in I don't know where it was, but there was an old man with a dog on a leash, an elderly man, and he was bothered by them. I mean, I've heard at the end of the park, at the end of, you know, one of the local parks, that even some of the kids had been bothered there. Some, I mean, when's it going to stop, right? Just, I don't know what they can possibly do, but they're hungry. Their feeding time and the time when they're out is from October to May. So it's 6 months straight throughout the year. You know, 6 months out of the year is a long time to have to worry about predators in your yard. I mean, yeah. we have an acre of beautiful yard, but we can't let our dogs out without a leash, you know? It's sort of odd.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how did this incident change your routine of how you let your dogs out during the night?
Oh, my God. Well, we had a dog door in our house, which we don't have anymore. It's locked up. So they had free reign to come and go, because having four, you know, they never want to go at the same time. Now yeah. We schedule it. So now we're like, hey, you're going pee now. And then we actually had laughed, because I've been asked this before by animal control when they were here at the house. So what we do is we turn the bright, bright, bright lights on in the back, which we're lucky to have. We have, because we've done this for so long, we have super bright lights. So we turn them on, and then we bang on the door really loud, like as though we're knocking on the door. Get the dogs barking, so sort of like freaked out a bit. Then we open the door and shout, get out of here, as loud as we can. I like to do it so it scares everybody in the house. It's kind of funny. And then we let our Pomeranian out that's ballsier than ballsy. And we've locked up an area, too, on our deck. So basically we put a scaffold across our deck so that although it's not 8 feet high, which is what they recommend with coyotes, it's like 5 feet high.
Yeah.
So we've blocked off that area, and then we let them out then, you know, like, and we go with them. It's just, it's ridiculous. So what do? Well, we turn on lights, we've blocked off an area, we shout really loud, we have a dog bark first, we look, you know, it's just everything. Actually, it's only been this year that they've been really bad. We've always seen them, but I can hear them howling in the day. Why? Because it's overcast. They think it's night. It's just, they're just so out of whack. They're probably starving because everybody has brought their animals in. We used to have deer in the neighborhood. Haven't seen any of those or raccoons. I mean, what neighborhood has no raccoons with these huge garbage cans that we have? And they even say, don't leave your garbage cans out. Well, why did the city make them 10 times the size of a small car? So you actually need a three-car garage to put your garbage inside. So they're like, don't leave your garbage outside, you know, because the coyotes will come. Oh, well, yeah. Thanks. So, you know, it's just so many things. I don't even know. We're in their land, and they're just getting squeezed into lesser area.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's you've been very thorough today. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thanks for building awareness.